Tonight, I've invited Pastor Mark back up to share with us. He'll explain the message, but Mark has a message that will, I believe, help us navigate the new year, navigate it according to God's will. And I thought, man, we better get it in because we're almost into the year. This is almost out of the new year's, and this message doesn't just apply to New Year's, but it's a good time to hear it. So let's welcome Pastor Mark.
Thank you, Pastor John. Well, I'm excited. How's everyone's 2019 going for you so far? 30 days into it, everything's going well? Some trials been bumpy a little bit? Yeah, all right, just a little bit, all right. That's good. You know, a few weeks ago, Patricia and I were driving out to McFarland, a women's prison over north of Bakersfield, and usually every first Sunday, it's our trip together, and we have this conversation about what we're going to be sharing and teaching, and she asked what I'm going to be sharing, and I talked to her about what God laid upon my heart, and it's just to really embrace 2019. And she goes, oh, that's quite interesting. And so, and I started to share with her a little bit about the perspective of entering a new year. And so she said, well, you know, that passage of scripture where Jesus was casting out the demons of this guy that was legion and had all these thousands of demons in this person. And I said, yeah. And the guy says, the demon says, don't, are you here to kill us? And he says, it's not our time yet. And so they asked to go into the pigs. And so he cast them out into the pigs. And I said, and they didn't know, you know, and it's like choices that we have to make. So these pigs, the demons went into this pig and these pigs. And what happened to these pigs? They jumped off the cliff and killed themselves. And she talked about choices, you know, about poor choices. Sometimes we just don't realize choices that we make. And I said, but you know, there's a good illustration with that. Those pigs jumping off the cliff and killing themselves, per se. And I said, look, we have devil ham, you know. And I said, God always used some great illustrations, you know. But I thought that was a real neat illustration. I had to capitalize on that there. But I thought that was kind of neat. But you know, we look back at this, maybe last year, probably wasn't, you know, maybe all that you expected in 2018. And you know, there's been some bumpy roads and some of it was good. And some of it, we had some really difficult times. And sometimes when we look about a new year and we're already in 30 days into this new year. And you know, we're still kind of feeling things out, you know, the direction in which we're going in. And we've seen some legislation, some politics, things are happening concerning and as I was sharing it, and I was really wanted to share this message with all of you because I really believe that God wants us to embrace this upcoming year for several reasons, for us personally and as well as a church, because I believe God's taking us to a new, just in a deeper walk with him. And it starts right here in the foundation of our own faith. And it's to really see what God has for us. And so as we look back and even seeing some things, maybe there were some horrific things this last year, and we just couldn't wait to get out of it. And maybe we made some resolution in this upcoming year that we're going to change up some of those things. And maybe we made these resolutions about, and we've already broken, even before we got into 2019. And we said, well, there goes another bad year. But it's not so much looking, even making, breaking these resolutions. It's about the commitment of the heart. It's about what God wants you to do and be part of. Some of us, we've just been sitting for a while, and God says it's time to stir up things. And this is an area where I believe that God wants to stir up our hearts and our lives. And so, to me, when I look about embracing this upcoming year, we don't know what lies ahead of us, but we know that we're in good hands with the Lord. We know that we can certainly trust that he's got our future. He's got our heart, he's got our lives, he's got our direction, and to make the very best of what the Lord has for you and I. And that's what's important, to what God wants to do in each and every one of our hearts, as well as our lives. And so, I asked Pastor John, I said, hey, do you mind, Pastor, if I just share this passage before I get into 1 John? I said, because to me, I just think as we close out January and you know, we look at January and, you know, and if we look at the Roman calendar, it's a Roman goddess type of calendar that we have. It's called Janus. And what it is, it's a beginning, opening up a new door. And that's what January is a new door opening up to what lies ahead of us and looking back to what was maybe behind us. But here we have an opportunity to change up a few things in our lives. And that's the first, is to go deeper with the Lord, to deepen our relationship and to make more affirm of our faith. You know, for some of us, Christianity is a new thing for some of us. We're just getting started in some of our lives, and we don't know some of these things and the direction maybe God wants to take us in. But what I do know is what God wants out of each and every one of us. So if you have your Bibles, please turn with me to the book of Habakkuk. And it's right before Matthew. And this book, actually, the name Habakkuk means to embrace, which I thought it was quite interesting because to me, I look at it is to embrace 2019, is to look at it as a positive direction to the fact of what God's going to do with us as a church, what God's going to do with us as individuals, and how God wants to move in right where we are. And right now, as we're ready to close off this last month of 2019, of January, we got 11 more months and one day to really to make some things different in our lives. And whether deepening our relationship, our commitment, just as God, I just really want to see you more in my life of what I do. I want my commitment to be stronger than it's ever have. I want my yes to be yes, and I want to serve you. And so here, God shows something about Habakkuk. And not only has God shown something about Habakkuk, but I believe also God wants to show us about some things. Maybe some things in the past that we've gone through. Maybe some things that we're not letting go. And so here in Habakkuk chapter 1, it says, the burden which Habakkuk did see. Now, what's interesting, God's burden is not heavy, though. He shows him something, and Habakkuk he takes this on personal, but we're reminded over in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, tells us, come unto me, you all that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. And I like that, the fact that he says, come and learn of me, you know. He didn't say to figure him out, just learn. Learn from the example. You know, years ago, there was that wristband that we used to have, WW, or what would Jesus do? You know, and it was like, what would Jesus? And that's what we need to really get back to. What would Jesus do in this situation? And it's just going back how Jesus, not trying to figure him out, and, well, this is what Jesus, you know, it's just to learn by his example, how he just loved, no matter who it was, and just forgive, and people that came at, he just loved on people, and we're in a society that we get so perplexed about situations and circumstances, rather than just being the example of what God wants us to be. People look at it sideways, we're ready to say, hey, go and get your tools, let's get busy. You know, we're just saying, hey, you know what, let's just love each other. Hey, I'm sorry if I offended you, I'm sorry, but he tells us, that, look, come unto me, you that are labor and heavy laden. Man, if things are stressing you out and you're kind of looking, coming in, man, I thought I'd left this in 2018. Here I'm going through this now in 2019. We just need to let some of those things go and let God take control. And he says, in our heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Nothing more than what Jesus wants to do is to give us a peace that passes all understanding. Give us a rest unto our soul that we're not wrestling, fighting, and, you know, we're not grinding our teeth at night because we're so tensed up and, you know, that it's nerve-wracking, we're waking up stressed, and, you know, we're just like, Lord, my soul needs rest, and it needs to be rested in you. And so I'm looking at us tonight, is that, are we wrestling with the Lord? You may love the Lord with all of your heart and all of your soul and all of your mind, but you know, we're fighting him too. We're not letting go. We're not letting God have full control. And so he says, for my yoke is easy and his burden is light. If we're feeling pressured on, then maybe you're taking too much and you're doing it in the flesh rather than in the spirit. And so, and the reason I tell you this is because what Habakkuk starts to see here of what God starts to show him. And he says, tells us in verse 2, O Lord, how long shall I cry, and will thou not hear? And he says, in verse 2 of Habakkuk, and he says, even cry out on these of violence will thou not save. He goes, I see all that you show me, and I don't like what I've seen. And you know, there's a lot of things that we've seen, and it says, Lord, when will you intervene? And we may think that, God, you're not intervening. And God's showing this to Habakkuk for a reason. And those reasons is to pray about these situations that are all around. And we look today in our society and things that are happening, and it's getting weirder and weirder, and it's kind of like, wow, Lord, we are living in these end times that we're seeing so many things that are going on, ugliness of things that are happening. We're doing something on the computer, and the things came up. Over 10,000 or 100,000 people died in 2018 of meth. Unbelievable of people that died behind meth this last year. And we're seeing just, and today we're looking at, when we see someone, we hear it on TV, and it doesn't faze us anymore. 40 years ago or something, you know, or, you know, even 20 years ago, and you hear somebody died, it's like, what happened? And we're trying to find out. Now it's people just dying left and right, and it doesn't even faze us anymore because our heart has become so callous that we just kind of live with it. Everything, we've just kind of live as it goes, and we're not, because why? It's ugliness everywhere around. And so Habakkuk says, how long shall I continue to cry? And he says, will thou not show me iniquity and cause me to hold grievously, for the spoiling of violence are before me, and these are they who rise up, strive in contention? People all around you that comes about you sideways and cause division and strive and contention, and it's everywhere that we see that's going on. And this is why it's so important for us in the Word and what God wants to do in our hearts and our life. And you know, and I always tell people, you know, before revival could ever happen, revival has to start with our own hearts and starts right here. God can do some horrific things in each and every one of our lives, but it starts with you and I. And it starts with, Lord, getting things right in our own heart, in our own life, for God to do what he wants to do here at Calvary Chapel North Long Beach, as well as with each and every one of you. And we see some ugly things that have happened, that has come about, that blows our minds, and we see the strife and contention. Even among Christians, we see this. You know, we are maybe friends with somebody, and we have a disagreement, and all of a sudden now, I'm not going to go to church because we don't see eye to eye. Hey, it's okay to agree to disagree, but it doesn't mean we leave our fellowship. It doesn't mean we just take off. We pray and we seek the Lord. And God, you show me my heart. We don't pray, Lord, just get his heart and show him how wrong he is. No, Lord, just show me my heart. Show me what you would want me to see and do. And so as he says, look, you know, behold grievous in the spoilings of violence. And we see this amongst and around everywhere that I go. And he says, therefore, the law is not slack. Justice do never go forth. For the wicked do compass about the righteous. Therefore, justice goeth forth perverted. You know, we may think that sometimes people get away with things and they're always getting away. And we see sometimes we see this happen all the time. People are just getting away with things left and right. But don't let that fool you. You know, for you and I, sometimes, you know, we can do something wrong and all of a sudden we get pulled over immediately. Really? Did you see that guy speeding across the double lines? I just made a mistake in not putting my seatbelt on. And it's like, no matter what, it seems like we can never get away with much. And you know, the thing is, because some of us, we can't. God won't allow us. Why? Because he loves you. And he chastens those that he loves. Because why? He cares about you. And he loves you. And as much as it's hard and see, but David said, not only until he went into the house of the sanctuary of the Lord, there did he understand. Those that seemed to be on slippery grounds, they didn't get away with it. And he goes, and when they were called, he goes, not until I went into the house of the sanctuary, therefore then I understood that they were standing on shaky ground. And it was like the rug pulled right from underneath their feet. You know, sometimes we don't need to envy people that seems to get away with things and prosper because the negativity, or because they seem to prosper because of the things of the world. Hey, we just need to know that we're doing what is right and what God's called us to do. And that's what's more important, that our integrity and our character is right before God. And that's the most important part. Whether people look at it or not, or whether you think people are advancing than you, you just know that you're serving God with the best ability that you have as a woman of God or as a man of God with great integrity. And that's the most important part, is realizing, God, I'm doing everything that I know what I should be doing. And I know that I'm pleasing you with my life. See, God knows who's he going to rise up. Have you ever kind of wondered when people are raised up in ministry and they're like, how did that happen? I've been around here a lot longer than that person. It's not about how long you've been. It's about your heart. It's about, Lord, here I am. I'm ready to be used. You're making yourself available, what, for the work of the Lord, and your availability of your heart to say, God, I just desire to be used. And then we see things starts to change here a little bit. You know, sometimes we look, this last year has been a very trying time for many of us. We've seen a lot of the spoils and the violence around us, and maybe you lost some loved ones in this last year. You had some very difficult times. You maybe relationships or things that's happened, and you just couldn't get, you couldn't be more thankful that you're gone with 2018. But now here we are, 30 days into 2019, and we're kind of like checking things out and kind of says, I hope it's better. I don't know, because it seems like I dragged on 2018 with me to 2019. But, you know, it's about embracing. God, I'm looking forward to what you're going to do. And it starts with me. As it starts with each and every one of us, how we're going to embrace this year. We can embrace it by, oh, here we go again. No, you're with the Lord. You're with God, and you're seeking God with all of your heart and all of your mind and all of your strength. And he says, Lord, you know, you tell me in the book of Hebrews that you will never leave me, nor will you ever forsake me. And I got to trust that you're going to be with me. Even through the storms that I may encounter in my life and the difficulties that I may see, one thing I do know, that you're going to be right alongside with me. And that's the assurance that God gives to each and every one of us. For some of us, we've been walking with the Lord for a number of years, and we're confident to God being with us and knowing us. For some of us, this, our Christian walk, it may be like, I'm just still trying to figure this out. But, you know, let me assure you, God is right alongside with you. He's not going to like be some of the guys that you used to run with. That, hey, man, it's you and I, and those wheels done fall off a long time ago. But see, God is with you, and he loves you, and he cares for you. But we're going to see something change up in the next two verses that I want to read here, because to me, it's very important to lay the importance to what God wants to do. Because to me, I believe that God wants to do a new work in your life, in my life, in here, as well as Calvary Chapel, North Long Beach. I'm really excited, and I know Pastor John and I has met several times, and to me, I'm just excited to know and to see, and when that's going to happen, and when it's coming about, and it's coming. I really believe we're going to see some awesome things here in 2019. And you know what? We all have a chance to be part of it. And to a working that I believe that God wants to do right here in the midst of us. I was thinking about this the other night. And I know that many of us has thought about it and how God has used 12 men to change the world. Just 12 men. And he changed the world. Can you imagine God just using what's in this room, and we're a lot more than 12. If we all just says, okay, God, I want to be part of something that you're going to do. And we're going to see this here. And as though I told you, you won't believe it. You know, sometimes we're very skeptical when it comes to to the working of the things of God. And I'll tell you, I'll be the first to tell you, I'm very skeptical when it comes to things and all, because I always like, are you sure, you know, and stuff. But I've seen the power of God and know the power of God, of what he can do in people's life if they just make themselves available. And just as here, I've watched guys that you would never thought to be used of God and used. And just blows people's minds away. Like I've said before, he's not looking for the educator, the eloquent speaker. He's just looking at availability of your heart. And man, he just puts you in places and things that just blows people's... They're sitting there scratching their heads, says, I can't believe you're this person that God's using. And it blows your family's minds away that you were this little snotty, runny-nosed kid that's sharing the gospel and telling people about how powerful God is. Check this out. Verse 5, behold among the nations and regards and wonderful and wonder marvelously, for I will work a work in your days which you will not believe though it be told to you. To me, I look at the simple fact that he says, look, among the nations, his wonder, marvelous work goes, I will work a work in your day that will just blow your mind, even though it be told to you. That God's going to do an awesome work in all of our hearts and lives, and he's going to do a work, I believe, right here. And I believe that as we stay faithful to the things of God, that God's going to do something marvelous here. And I really believe that with all of my soul. To me, I so much wanted to share what I shared right now because I believe that God wants to do that, but it's going to have to start with us here. It starts with us getting aboard and watching God unfold some awesome things. It tells us how God will show you the vision and not you only in verse 3 when he says, he goes, look, he will show us. He will show us the iniquity of all the things around us, the violence that's before us. And he goes, and he's going to use us to reach out into the deepest and darkest place. And we're going to bring them hope. We're going to bring them a vision to the fact of what God wants to do in their hearts and in their lives. God is a God of restoration. God is a God of hope, a God of compassion, and a God of mercy. And most of us, if not all of us, has experienced that in our own personal lives. We've watched God use us, and we knew in our own selves that we weren't worthy of his grace, nor of his mercy. But compassion was given to us. And we look at this as, God, I want to pass this on to others. I want to make a difference in people's lives and people's hearts. I want to show them something. So when he tells us, he goes, look, among all the nations around our community and our own families and our own loved ones and our families and children's, and they're, you know, we want to show them the power and the working of what God will do in their hearts and in their lives. Our lives has to be consistent in everything that we do. It's hard to believe that God, can you use a person like me? Of all the things that I've done in my past and all the mistakes that I've made, and all the pain and hurt that I've caused people and families, oh yes, those are some of the most strongest testimonies that we see today of God's mercy. A God of second chances, a God of third chances, a God of fourth chances, of what he has able and has been able to do in the midst of each and every one of us. But how do we get to that place? How do we get to the place of saying, okay, God, I want to move forward. I'm ready to take on the world. I'm ready to do what you would have me to do. Listen to this over in verse chapter 2. He tells us this, and he clears this here. He tells us in chapter 2, verse 1, he goes, I will stand upon my watch. The most important part, I will stand my ground. I will stand until God tells me otherwise. And set myself upon the tower. And this is the thing, is to be on a good solid foundation. And set myself upon the tower, as I look at, is to look abroad to the fact of what may be coming and what's not coming. to understand and be ready for the trials that may encounter. He goes, but you got to get back to the place and stand upon your watch and upon the tower in which God brought you from. You think about where God has brought your life from. Some of the horrific experience that you yourself went through in your own personal experiences and the trials that you've gone through and how faithful that he was to bring you through. And you know what's neat? He's not finished with any of us. He's continued to perform the work which he's begun. It tells us over in Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, he who's begun a work in you will continue to perform it. God has continued to be in work in each and every one of our hearts and lives. Why? Because he's got great and mighty things in store for us. And he wants to use your talents, your ability to be used. And he says, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and when I shall answer when I am reproved. I will wait for his voice, and I will wait to hear what he has to say. And this is the most important part of this, is to wait. But you set yourself on solid ground. Set yourself upon the tower and overlook the fact of that tower being your high tower with the Lord. And he says, look, and watch to see what the Lord will say. To me, it's always exciting when I hear the Lord speaking to me and telling me through his word, this is what I want you to do. This is what I would have you to do. And it's always exciting when his word becomes alive to you. And if his word, by chance, not speaking to you, not coming alive to you, then we just really need to pray. Say, Lord, make your, you know, every time I open that word, whether it's to study, whether to read, I pray, Lord, may your word speak to me. May I see your word as you would have me to see it. Open my eyes to see and my ears to hear, Lord. Because what's more important is the fact that I want understanding. I don't want to read it like a book. I want to take my time and listen to the voice of God. I want to know it's him that is speaking to me. I want to know that God is speaking to my heart. And it tells us, this is the Lord answers me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the tablets that they that run may read it. And this is the thing, is you make it clear. You write out what God's telling you. And you remind yourself, this is where God has taken you. This is where God wants to do with you. It tells us even over in Zechariah that they that run upon and look, that they see what's going on. I believe that God wants to show us something happened here in 2019. And you know, I'm excited to the very fact of what God wants to do. Some of us, like I said, 2018 may have been a tough year for a lot of us. It might have been some decent. It may have been okay. 2019, it's a whole different perspective. We're taking and we're embracing this as Lord. I'm embracing it because you're with me. And Lord, I know that we're going to conquer things and you're going to show us things and you're going to be part of great and mighty things, and I'm going to be part of that with you, Lord. And I believe us as a ministry and as a church that God wants to take us to and go deeper with him. Some of us, yeah, we're in the word, but God just says, go a little deeper. We just got to go a little deeper with the Lord. And man, we're going to uncover some things that God's just showing us. He's going to revive our hearts and our lives. Some of us, we just kind of been complacent. Yeah, we come to church and we sit and yeah, it's great. But God says, I just want you to go a little deeper. And he says, for the vision, and you know, it tells us in Proverbs 29, without the vision, people perish. We got to have a vision. And God wants to take us and give us a vision. And it says here, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come about and it will not tarry. And this is a thing that I want to say to each and every one of us tonight. It will not tarry. We just need to wait for it. We need to wait for this vision that God's given us. And as we've been seeking him and looking to him, I believe that God wants to do some great things in all of our hearts and lives. I'm excited to what I believe and what I know in my spirit, and I really believe this with all of my heart, is that God's going to want to do some awesome things here. with us as a church and as a ministry, as well as each and every one of us in our own individual lives. But I think before we can get there and do that, and I believe it's already in the makings. I really believe that with all of my heart. Some of the brothers in the pastoral staff, the leadership, they all have some great hearts, just loving the Lord. And you know what? And that's all God says. Hey, I just want people who wants to be available. And God wants to use each and every one of you. Hey, don't think, well, you know, I'm not worthy. Hey, none of us is worthy. It's God's grace. He's given us an opportunity to be used by him. There's evangelism to our neighbors, to our community. There's scenes that's to encourage one another, strengthening one another. And to me, I'm excited about that, about the vision of what God's going to do for each and every one of you. It starts with us. And then it starts impacting the church when our hearts become excited and united together in him. You know, as we embrace this next 11 months, this year of 2019, we merge into embracing it. That, Lord, I'm going to look at things in a different way this year as we've entered. Regardless of the resolutions that I made, the faults, the mistakes that I've come short with, I'm looking at entering this with a new perspective, with you being aboard and coming alongside your vision, Lord, to what you want to do with us as a people and as a church. And to get aboard, Lord, I really want that to happen. And you know, church, it starts with our hearts. Letting go some things and just, Lord, this upcoming year, I just want to see things happen in my heart. Even before anything of the church, right here, in my heart, Lord. I want to see some things change. And so tonight, I just want to have a little time of prayer. I just want us to start off things with this whole area of what God wants to do with each and every one of us. How God wants to speak to us. And let it start with us as a people first. Let it start with our hearts being rendered to God. That there's nothing that's going to get in the way to keep us from experiencing God's power, God's glory. May I share something with you that and I'm not saying this is, but it's just something that I really believe that something that we ourselves need to look at. In Joshua 7, God told Joshua that he was going to go and battle with the Philistines and they were going to have victory. And Joshua couldn't understand after the battle that they lost. And he came back to the Lord and says, Lord, I just don't understand this. And the Lord says, I cannot work in the midst of sin. And Joshua says, I don't understand. He goes, until you remove the sin out of its camp, I cannot work. And so Joshua had all the people lined up and asked, who has caused this great sin that would come upon us? Now, prior to the battle, Joshua gave the marching order, get everything, we're going to go, and we're just going to go ahead and burn everything and get rid of everything. Achan looked at it and says, hey, there's some good spoils here. And he took some of the spoils and put it among his own stuff. He says, no one would know the difference. And he gathered and kept what he wanted to keep and mixed it up among his own things. And they went out to battle. And so when all this came about, Achan said, it was I. And so he said, and Joshua said, what did you do? He says, I seen the spoils and I took the spoils and I took it to myself and buried it among my own things in my tent. And so he went and had his soldiers to go out and gather the stuff and brought it back and had Achan and his family all and killed him for sinning. Now the guy ain't gonna kill you. Don't worry about that. You know, we're tripping right now. I can say what? You know. But it's an area that what I believe with us as a people, we look at this was Old Testament, what God wants out of our hearts is if there's anything unclean, that we just give it to the Lord and we start fresh. We don't need to know what it is. God knows, and just let it go. It could be anger, frustration. It could be all kinds of things. No one may even know what's going on with your life personally, inner struggles that you have. But tonight we have an area that we can just say, okay, Lord, I'm going to get rid of. Right now, I have a chance to get rid of it, move forward, because I want to see you do some work in my life. I remember, some of us remember what I want to call the days of old, maybe a few years, but how God worked in your life. He brought a zeal in your life, a joy that you just like, man, I miss that. I miss the joy. I miss the zeal. I miss being excited about things of God, and because compromise has gotten in the way, and now it's just kind of like going through routine. And you miss that joy. You miss that excitement. Well, God wants to give that joy and excitement back to you. And it starts tonight. And tonight, like I really believe with all of my, if I could really stress the importance, I really believe God wants to do a new thing. And we have an opportunity to be part of that tonight. And this is the beginning of it. And just, we're going to see some things unfold. I really believe that we're going to be excited about to really get behind some things. And so, to me, I think as a people of ourselves, let's just give it to the Lord tonight. I don't know what it is. I don't need to know what it is. But you know what? We'll love to pray with you for whatever you want to tell us. Whether it's personal, and you say, hey, it's just really personal. Hey, God knows what it is. We just leave it in God's hands, but we'll pray with you. But let's start tonight. Let's have a time that we could pray. And, of course, Pastor John, myself, and Sally, and James, and Eric, and Danny, and we're going to be up here, and we're going to pray with you. And we'd love to pray with you. And because, you know what, I really believe, with all of my heart, I was really excited what I wanted to share with you about what we may see, some of the things that we see in our life that cause grief in our own hearts. And maybe we're burdened with it, or maybe you're just carrying a lot of burdens with you, and you're just feeling so stressed out. Well, remember, his yoke is light, and his yoke is easy, and his burden is light. And God wants to lift that burden from you tonight, and he wants to give you a peace that passes all understanding. He wants to give you joy, and he wants you to experience what you experienced the day you accepted him as Lord and Savior of your life. And that we walk a newness and a fresh in him. So let's worship and let's have some time of prayer. And I just really believe there's people that we just need to pray. And we really just, hey, it doesn't need to be long. Just to come up and says, I need some prayer. And let's do this. And let's see God do some awesome, awesome things. All right? Okay, so
God. no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Split the sea so I can walk right through it. My fears are drowned in perfect love. You rescued me so I can stand and sing. I am a child of God. Can stand and sing. I am a child of God. You split the sea so I can walk right through. My fears are drowned in perfect love. You rescued me so I can stand. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God.
Take my heart, lay it down at the feet of you whose crown. Take my life, letting go, lift it up to you whose my everything.
I will worship.
And I will worship you, Lord, only you, Lord. I will bow down for you, only you, Lord. and I will worship you, Lord, only you, Lord, and I will bow down before you, only you, Lord, and I will worship you, Lord, only you, Lord, and I will bow down before you, only you, Lord. It's just you and me.
And Father, we thank you that, Lord, that you will continue to meet us right where we're at. Speak to each and every one of us. See what you would have us to do. May our eyes be fixed upon you. And Father, may the things that you show us, that we would be committed to be faithful. And that we would serve you with all of our hearts and all of our minds. A people that appreciate you and love you. And a people that is careful to give you all the praise and all the glory. And look forward to the things that you're going to do with each and every one of our hearts and lives. As well as what you're going to do here at Calvary Chapel, North Long Beach. Father, it's exciting because, Lord, I believe what you've shown is you're going to do some awesome things. And Lord, I just look forward to being part of that and watching you unfold some awesome things, opportunities to be available for us to be used by you. So Lord, speak to each and every one of us. We continue to pray for our pastor and his wife Sally, that you will continue to uphold him and strengthen him and bless him. And bless them, Father. Pray for our pastoral staff, our leadership. Pray for our congregation. Strengthen each and every one of us. Pray for our families and our loved ones. Those that are not even here, touch their lives. Minister to them, Father. And Lord, as we go our separate ways tonight, go before us. Help us to reach our destinations safely. And refresh us. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.